It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Wednesday the 18th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Researchers at Kaspersky Lab announced at an annual retreat this week that they discovered sophisticated spy tools embedded in the fundamental software of hard drives and other equipment before they hit stores. The system of spying software, active for years and maybe linked to the Stuxnet worm that messed with Iranian nuclear facilities, might have been made by the National Security Agency. Kaspersky is, by the way, a company based in Russia. When it comes to spyware, do national borders count? We asked our friend Chester Wisniewski at the cybersecurity firm Sophos.
I think it might just a little tiny bit. If you're a Russian company, digging up some dirt on the West and spying is probably not terrible for business.
This reminds me of that story, I don't know, in 2012 about how the Chinese hardware maker Huawei got flack from Congress here in the U.S. because there were worries that that hardware had Chinese spying tools in it and it might be used here in the U.S. If we're all doing this to each other, why does it matter?
Well, I think maybe the methodology is part of the issue here. I think it appears that the NSA and others may be using what's called interdiction, which is stopping the UPS man mid-route, grabbing the boxes, modifying them, and the manufacturers aren't complicit. Whereas in the accusations against the Chinese manufacturers, there was sort of the suggestion that the back doors were planted at the factory. Now, I guess that's a bit of semantics in the end. It doesn't really matter. But in politics, that's not particularly my cup of tea.
Chester, thank you as always.
Thanks for having me.
All this week, we're looking at a set of growing tensions and parallels that exist in two parts of California, Hollywood and Silicon Valley. We're calling our series From the Hills to the Valley, and today we're going to talk about the issue of online piracy. If you've heard Democratic Senator from Oregon Ron Wyden's name in the same sentence as piracy, it's probably because he's been credited, along with a giant wave of tech companies and internet activists, for stopping anti-piracy legislation like SOPA and PIPA back in 2012. But he tells me his fight's not over. I asked him if the balance of lobbying power was changing in Washington.
Well, when people ask about, you know, Hollywood and Silicon Valley, we used to kid in the middle of PIPA and SOPA, and I said, this is kind of the battle of the overdogs. That's not who I carry a brief for. I carry a brief for those people who are just getting started, that small business in Oregon, somebody who's used the internet to compensate for the fact that they're a long way from major financial markets. That's why I led the effort to block PIPA and SOPA, the digital signatures bill. Each of those efforts was built around how can we look to the future in terms of encouraging innovation online.
Senator Ron Wyden of Oregon there. The Motion Picture Association of America was a big sponsor of some of that legislation he and others worked to kill a few years back. The organization doesn't like it that you can find pirated movies and TV with a simple search online. In fact, one of the interesting revelations about the Sony Pictures hack late last year was the discovery of internal emails referring to a political adversary of the movie industry called Goliath, which might have been a code name for Google. Mike Robinson is Vice President of Content Protection at the MPAA. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Ben.
Can I be like a fly on the wall in your office? What does that look like?
So we spend a great deal of time, you know, looking at where we're seeing infringing content, determining where operators are and where they've hidden themselves, and identify those individuals.
So tell me about Google. Is Google helping you in this process or hurting this process? And what would you like to see the company do to help you in your efforts?
So let me say that our primary objective is to protect our members and their creative works. And when wrongdoing takes place, we work and support appropriate law enforcement officials, including state attorneys general, which brings up the Google issue, to enforce existing laws. But we also believe that it's important for the whole ecosystem to engage in voluntary measures to prevent online theft of content or distribution thereof.
Tell me about this case involving the International Trade Commission that may end up with the ITC trying to stop pirated content at the actual U.S. border.
Well, it's an interesting proposition as to whether or not those signals coming into the U.S. should be subject to some form of blocking. So,
do you think they should?
I think that it would be much better if we could get the industry and all the people in the ecosystem to make voluntary measures on their own and work with us. And that's our desire with ISPs and folks in Silicon Valley, to find ways that work for all of us.
Are you worried that your organization might undermine some of the creativity that goes on there? I mean, how do you try and balance that?
Our members in the industry have always been innovators in their use of technology.
You're not Luddites. You're not anti-internet.
No, not at all. I continue to be surprised by the suggestion when we hear it.
Sure.
Because it's totally not the case.
Mike Robinson is Chief of Operations and Executive VP of Content Protection at the Motion Picture Association of America. Mike, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
By the way, I asked Mike if Goliath was indeed an MPAA code word for Google. He wouldn't tell me. But he did tell me about the MPAA's website for people who want to watch movies and TV legally. It's called wheretowatch.com. And disappearing messaging app Snapchat is reportedly seeking another round of funding at a $19 billion valuation. If that's hard to conceptualize, just think like a little less than half of an Uber. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.